أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولسليمان الريح عاصفة تجري بأمره إلى الأرض التي باركنا فيها وكنا بكل شيء عالمين. ومن الشياطين من يغوصون له ويعملون عملا دون ذلك وكنا لهم حافظين. صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 81 and 82 of Surah Al-Anbiya. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala continues now with Allah's ni'mat that Allah Ta'ala bestowed upon Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam. The ayats yesterday, Allah spoke about Allah's ni'mat upon Dawood alayhi salatu wa salam. It comes in the narration that once Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam was inspecting the horses that he had for jihad fi sabilillah, and it was in the late afternoon, and he got so engrossed in that the time of what we would term as the Asr Salat had passed. Some of the commentators have expressed that it was not a Fard Asr like how it was Fard on the Ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but it was a Salah that he would perform at that time, a Salah that he would perform Naflan, optional. But when he got so engrossed in inspecting these horses, the time had passed and the sun began to set. So in lieu of that, Sayyiduna Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam then slaughtered all those horses, and understand that the slaughtering of those horses was like how in this ummah the slaughtering of cows or other animals that a person will slaughter for the sake of Allah, give it out in the way and the path of Allah Ta'ala. So he did this because it moved his attention away from the two rakats of salat. So in lieu of this, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala blessed him in that wherever he needed to go, Allah made the wind subservient to Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. And this is what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is speaking about. Wali Sulaiman al-Riha عَاصِفَةً تَجْرِي بِأَمْرِهِ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ الَّتِي بَارَكْنَا فِيهَا. That Allah Ta'ala made this wind subservient to Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah Ta'ala describes it as ardiha and asifatan, that was a strong wind. But in Surah Sad, Allah uses the direct opposite, ruha'an. Rukha means a very gentle wind, a very gentle breeze actually, that doesn't even lift up the dust. So ulama have expressed that this required a lot of wind, but at the same time to the people it was absolutely like a breeze. Now Ibn Kathir rahimahumullah describes this platform that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had made an arrangement on which Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam will sit, and upon it Ibn Kathir rahimahumullah and others have said there were 600,000 chairs. So can we understand how big this platform was? And then the army of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam will sit in the front, and Allah Ta'ala had made the jinnat subservient to him, so they would sit behind. And wherever Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam required to go, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, through Allah's qudrat, this mu'jiza, it would take Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam a 2 months journey in one single day. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala replaced that sacrifice that he had made for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So it will take him ila al-ardi allati barakna fiha, to the lands that we had blessed. وَكُنَّا بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِمِينَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we have knowledge over all things, we will know, we have the qudrat, the power, and we know how to do all of this. And so hence, we gave Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. As a matter of fact, it comes in one narration that as soon as Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam would sit on this platform, till he would disembark at the end of the journey, he would put his head down and make tasbih of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In one narration, Allah would command the birds to fly on top of this platform so that it would protect Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam and his people from the sun. وَمِنَ الشَّيَاطِينِ مَنْ يَغُوصُونَ لَهُ وَيَعْمَلُونَ عَمَلًا دُونَ ذَلِكَ. Now Allah ta'ala says that we made subservient the shayateen. The shayateen here refers to the disbelieving jinn. Allah doesn't speak about the believing jinn because they were already subservient to Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. But he made this dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Rabbi khfirli wa habli mulkan la yambaghi li ahadim min ba'di. Allah ta'ala had given him the subservience of the jinnat, those that had brought iman, those that had not brought iman, Allah had given. So here Allah ta'ala speaks about those who, although they had not brought iman, but yet they were subservient to Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, man yaghusuna lahu, were those who would dive into the oceans and they will bring out the pearls for Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, wa ya'maluna amalan duna dhalik, and they carried out deeds besides that also, like in Surah Saba, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about the building of the maharib, that is the places of worship where Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam would worship deep fountains, and in that way Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam had the control of the jinn. Now this is the ni'mat of Allah. Wa kunna lahum hafizin, and we were overlookers and caretakers, and we would see and see to their safety. And this was because these are jinn. They were napak, or rather they were disbelieving, and hence they could have done anything, but they were under the total control of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Ulama have written, Dawood alayhi salam, Allah had given him things that were hard, Allah had given him things that were big, like that of the mountains and that of the iron. Sulaiman alayhi salam, the direct opposite, the wind that a person cannot see, and of course the jinn that a person cannot see. And in this way, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows that whatever the ni'mats Allah gives, in whichever way, we should accept it, and we should make shukr to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdih. Subhanakallahumma bihamdih. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.